Hello and welcome to Lewis Needus Law and the Lewis Needus Podcast. I'm your host, Holly Sonnabend, and today we'll be talking to Non-Executive Director at Lewis Needus, Siobhan Egan. Siobhan has over 30 years' experience at the top of the legal profession, having been called to the bar in 1989 and transferring to become a solicitor in 1993. Siobhan was one of the first female supervisors on the Serious Fraud Panel and likewise has been working on defence proceedings for serious financial crime cases since 1992. Siobhan's specialties include the defence of serious criminal matters, serious fraud, professional regulatory work, SFO, FCA and HMRC investigation, and advising companies on compliance, in particular that which concerns anti-bribery, corruption and money laundering. Siobhan will be joining us today to discuss the new fifth EU money laundering directive and what it could mean for your business. Siobhan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Siobhan, what is the newest EU money laundering directive about?
Essentially, it's the latest regulatory blueprint to fight the laundering of the proceeds of crime through the international financial regulatory system. It's a directive that's been awaited for some time, first published on the 20th of December 2019, and is in force since the 10th of January 2020. It's very important for business to act on this directive because there are some serious and hefty criminal and financial sanctions in place if they fail to act, update their systems, or fail to train their staff. It extends the remit of sectors and businesses to which it applies, e.g. tax advisers, the art market, i.e. those dealing with art transactions over the value of €10,000, letting agents, again at the top of the property market, crypto asset exchange providers and crypto asset wallet providers. It also extends the mandatory duties which have to be fulfilled when investigating beneficial ownership of corporates and trusts, which I will discuss later.
And what should businesses and professional service providers be aware of?
There are new mandatory duties. Reasonable measures must be taken to focus upon investigations concerning the beneficial ownership of corporates and trusts. Businesses must now understand the ownership and control of that corporate or trust. If they are unable to ascertain the true beneficial ownership of the entity, then they must determine the identity of the senior managers of that entity. Once again, the EU has offshore companies and trusts in their sights where there are often complex relationships between other entities in a number of jurisdictions. The beneficial owners of a trust must now be registered on a central national register. Now, this has ruffled a few feathers in the UK where only taxable trusts are registered to date. If, as a result of the investigations undertaken, discrepancies arise between information between the true beneficial ownership of a company provided or discovered and that held by, for example, Companies House Register of Persons with Significant Control, then any discrepancy must be immediately reported to the authorities, though it would appear that legal professional privilege still applies. There are also effects on the current standards of enhanced client due diligence, of CDD, which could mean in certain situations it simply will not be enough to complete a Google search on a company or individual, but perhaps necessary to execute local due diligence as well, depending upon the jurisdiction involved. There is a list of high-risk money laundering countries which the EU maintain. This list is of paramount importance, and anyone dealing with any of those countries has to conduct enhanced due diligence, EDD. An additional trigger for EDD will be if it involves any transaction which is complex or unusually large. Previously, the definition referred to transactions that were complex and unusually large. Here again, the fifth money laundering directive has extended the definition and imposed a much larger obligation under EDD. The subject of the transaction will also come under additional scrutiny. Certain items will be AML, anti-money laundering, red flag, e.g. ivory, oil, precious metals, items of archaeological, historical, cultural, religious or rare scientific value. A new mandatory risk factor involves the beneficiaries of life insurance policies. So now it'll be argued that client due diligence will include the following: obtain additional information upon the client and true beneficial ownership, more information upon the true nature of the business relationship, the source of wealth of the client and the beneficial owner. They have to conduct enhanced monitoring of the business relationship, increasing the number and timing of controls implied and any patterns of transactions and obtaining the approval of senior management for establishing or continuing the business relationship. Cryptocurrency exchanges will now have to execute due diligence and complete SARs, suspicion activity reports, on its customers. The European FIU network must be informed of the full details of those that own cryptocurrencies.
Are there any other additional changes which the fifth money laundering brings about?
Absolutely. Each EU country will have to put in place national bank account registers so that police and regulatory authorities, e.g. the Gambling Commission, can access the information relating to bank accounts. This does not involve transaction on those accounts, but essentially the ownership of those accounts. There doesn't even have to be a suspicious activity report filed to support such an application to access the account. Now, this will come in force on the 10th of September 2020. Further, it now seems that the authorities will allow independent, verifiable electronic identification of the client, but that will be sector dependent.
And lastly, will Brexit affect this new money laundering directive and its implementation in the UK?
No, in a short word. It may have a new title after Brexit, but essentially the UK is one of the founding members of the FATF organisation and a signatory to the guidelines in the international fight against money laundering.
Siobhan, thank you so much for your time. Where can people contact you with potential inquiries?
Well, obviously you can contact me at Lewis Needis Law, and that'll be on 0207 3872032, or by email, which is segan@lewisneedis.co.uk. So just look at the website.
Fantastic. That's all from the Lewis Needis podcast today. You can find us at Lewis Needis Law on Twitter and at lewisneedis.co.uk. Thank you for listening.